was literally to say, hey, we've got the skills as Warriors. Let's use our skills on in TV and film. Many guys, you know, anyone who served in the Army has watched many Army movies and said, that's not real. I could do better than that. And that's what we set out to do.
Yeah, that's funny, isn't it? It's funny because sometimes you'll see in movies, you'll go, nah, that couldn't really happen. But whereas you guys, I mean, when they make movies, they employ specialists, consultants and what have you. And here you are, all these guys with extras who know exactly what to do.
Yeah, our motto is, extra can be broken down, really. But as ex-military, but we're also trained, ready and adaptable. The idea was, you know, instead of having to train people who want to be extras into how to use weapons, you've already got all these guys who are sitting around watching the movies saying, hey, I'll go and do that. And, for us, it was just an idea that worked, but it's soon become more than that because it got people off the couch, definitely help with my issues. I never wanted to watch an Army movie again or even touch my old Army gear. But now, yeah, I find so many guys are grabbing their gear and coming to any short movies that we do as well. And everyone's just having a ball.
Well, it's sort of better than lying down on a couch talking to some shrink.
Yeah, mate. There's too many you know, people out there at the moment where we're just saying, oh, look, you know, let's go for a walk. Let's talk about PTSD. That's not what we need. You know, let's get out and do our stuff. You know, there are guys who are still struggling a lot. But, you know, what we plan to offer is the guys who can get up and move around. It actually provides a little bit of, you know, exposure therapy. So, you know, rather than saying clinically, hey, you've got PTSD, come down and we'll do some exposure therapy to trauma. This isn't like that at all. That, you know, the exposure is getting their gear back on, hanging around with their mates, just talking Army talk.
And there'd be no problem with, because sometimes when people have to relive things, it can bring on trauma. You couldn't see any problems arising from that. If, for example, you're on a movie where there's explosions or there's choppers or there's napalm or there's whatever being simulated, you don't think there would be any problems there?
So the producers did have concerns with that originally. But, you know, as far as, you know, my PTSD and the majority of my friends are concerned, that's not how our PTSD works. You know, a lot of the guys, once we're on set and we're doing stunts, that's our natural environment. That's what we're trained to do. So the guys are on the job.
So
when there's explosions going off, they're ready. They're pumped. Let's go back to doing what I'm trained to do. My PTSD is more of when you're sitting around with nothing going on, you know, you're really hypersensitive, or, you know, you're in shopping malls. It's, that's where we've got the issues. Doing your job, that's what we love doing.
Absolutely. Now, we make quite a number of sort of war movies and movies up here in Queensland like that. There's been quite a number of those movies. Would you be shooting any stuff in Queensland in the future, do you think?
I'm based in Queensland, so Brisbane. To be honest, we did Danger Close. That was our springboard. We started earlier doing a number of short films, but Danger Close was definitely our main one because we had such attachment to the Barrel Long Tan story. But since then, look, we've been in everything. Got a really good relationship with Screen Queensland. The guys have been employed. Like I myself was on Dora the Explorer. We've done two other TV series that are running at the moment, that are being filmed at the moment, both as extras, but we're also, we've got guys employed in the art department and then in the unit department. So all of a sudden, it's not just being the extras on set, it's the, hey, we can get out there and use our construction skills in being in the films. So it's becoming so much more than what we set out to be.
I think it's an amazing idea. It's why it's almost like, why didn't somebody think of this before?
Yeah, it's people have said that, and I think it is hard. You know, great ideas come to just when they arise. I was lucky enough that I was unlucky where I had to start my life again. I was in a really bad shape, and I just said, screw it. What did I want to do when I was a kid? I just wanted to be a stuntman. Everyone laughed. But I'll just go do this course. And then I was all of a sudden being an extra in movies, and then it just, the idea popped up. And, you know, everyone, my greatest claim to fame is I was dead on the set of Thor, and you see me in the background, and that's what everyone loves. That's like, that's all I want to do. I've got so many old warrant officers and colonels that ring, and they're like, I don't want any responsibility. I just want to be that fat dead guy who's naked on CSI. That's perfect.
I often wonder about that when I'm watching CSI and those sorts of programs, you know, being called up saying, yes, your agent calls you up and says, yeah, Joe, you're a dead body this week.
Mate, it's funny. There's a lot of guys who want to do it. I'd love to do that. That's on my bucket list. But, I don't think I'd be able to get it out anymore.
Yeah, but I... when I'm watching them at home, I think, oh boy, you're going to have to be so still. You can't move those eyes. The eyelids can't move. You know, I guess there's a little art in that in itself.
It's funny, but that's why you get the big bucks as an extra, I think.
No, it sounds wonderful. Sean, now you're over in Atlanta, Georgia. Is that on holidays or part of what you do?
No, part of what I do. This is, you know, we've had a really good movement. You know, really good response in Australia. We've got a number of veteran businesses who have come on board and helping support. And as part of that, we've got a bit of like friendly network overseas. And in Atlanta, they film a lot of like DC movies and TV series. We connected with a group here called Warrior Poet Society, who train federal law enforcement in weapons, and they want to get in the movies over here. So, yeah, this is my first time ever over here. I literally flew in here this morning, and I've been running around talking to extras, coordinators and everything just to see what the possibility is to start it over here as well.
Oh, mate, this is great. Now, the opposite way around, we've got an Aussie going over there telling the Yanks how to put the extras together in the movies.
Yeah, I know, tell me about it. But, look, we'll see if it works. We'll see if it works. You've just got to go for it. And, look, that's... I think that's what we're just trying to do now, and it's been so inspirational from everyone around me just saying, mate, you're just doing it. And that's it, really. You just got to keep following our nose now and not stop.